Now, you're very welcome back to Arena. I'm very excited now because we're going to have some live music in studio. Described as Ireland's greatest songwriter by Hot Press and the poet laureate of Dublin's Dark Side by the Irish Times, Sean Miller, known as Dr. Miller, is a critically acclaimed musician, writer and theatre maker. He is simultaneously a national treasure and an outsider. His latest album, I Am Vermin, will be his last under the Dr. Miller moniker, but he dedicates more of his time to composition for theatre. Sean, you're very welcome to Arena.
Thanks very
and also,
much.
I want to say, Miriam, you're very welcome to Arena as well. So you're launching the album with a big gig in Whelan's tomorrow. It's a great place to have a gig, isn't it?
Yeah, it's great. The last couple of gigs I've done there have all been amazing. So I'm really looking forward to that tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I find with Whelan's you go in and you never come out.
There is that.
There is indeed.
The glue pot.
Yeah. Before we get into the chat now, you're going to sing a song for us. Okay. What's the name of the song and can you tell me about it?
This song is called My Favourite Episode. Loneliness becomes a gift. That's my favorite episode. When he takes off all his clothes and wanders down the middle of the road, and people they start laughing and he starts laughing too. That's my favorite episode. My favorite episode. Then he throws his arms out wide like Jesus on the cross, and he falls down to his knees screaming, is this what you really wanted? Everyone gets frightened and someone calls the cops. That's my favorite episode. My favorite episode. Ba, 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 ba. My favorite episode. My favorite episode. The last time that we see him is as the credits start to roll, and he disappears over the brow of the hill. We briefly see his head once more as he turns down the coast road. That's my favorite episode. My favorite episode. Oh, that's my favorite episode. My favorite episode. Oh yeah, that's my favorite episode. My favorite episode. It's gotta be my favorite episode. My favorite episode.
Thank you so much, Sean. Just in case you're just tuned into Arena, that was Dr. Miller singing My Favourite Episode. Let's have a chat about some of the gigs that you did recently. I hear you're pretty big in the Netherlands.
Well, I'm certainly playing there a lot. So the label, it's actually a lovely story. Years and years and years and years ago, I noticed that I was selling records over there, and these guys started turning up my gigs, these who they turned out to be brothers, right? And they were at the time there, I think they were teens at that stage, but they grew up and they went into the music business, and one of them formed a record label. And about 10 years ago, he said to me, you know, he said, look, you know, I'm your biggest fan, you know, and he goes, of course, if you want us to put out your records, we will, you know, on my label, you know. And so the last three records have gone out on that. And
it's kind of handy for a musician to have fans that, that own a record label, isn't it?
So as a result of that, I've been going back and forth for the last 10 years playing there. And you know, they put out the records there as well. And so it's great. And I just did a tour, so and it went brilliantly. So
OK, well, brilliant. And I'm dying to hear this story, because tell me about your first gig as Dr. Miller. Where did the name come from?
All right. Well, it's a very long winding story with an awful lot of alcohol involved, right?
Okay.
But I was on my way back from the pub, and I remembered that we didn't have any matches back in my sister's gaff that I was going to. So I said, look, I'll pop into this wine bar and buy matches off them there behind the counter. I'll see you in a sec. So I went in. Obviously, the mixture of my accent and the alcohol and whatever, I said, can I have a box of matches? And she said, oh, you want to play here? And I said, yes. And she said, I'll go and get Tony. And she just kind of completely didn't understand anything I said, right, at the time, whatever reason. And Tony came out and he sort of, he was sceptical, put it that way, right, about me playing there. And he went, and he actually used the words Irish Navvy about me. And I took offence, right? And I went, look, you know, you don't know anything about me. You know? And he goes, well, yeah, you look like an Irish Navvy and you're da 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 and all this kind of stuff. Why should I give you a gig in my bar? And I said, you know, I've got a degree. I've got a da da da, all that kind of stuff. You don't know anything about me, you know? And he went, you've got a degree. And I went, yeah. And he went, what's your degree? And I said, actually, which I don't, by the way, it's a total lie. I said, I've got a PhD. And he said, what's your PhD? And so I made up a PhD and told him what it was about, T.S. Eliot and Shakespeare. And I spoofed it away. And we ended up drinking a lot of wine in his wine bar. And when I left there, he said, you can play here next week. And the next day, as I was struggling across the road to the shop to buy some milk, he was standing outside the bar and he shouted up at me and went, hey, Dr. Miller. He said, I'll see you next week. And when I turned up the following week, the next Saturday night, with my friend Jim Walker to play a gig there, it was a huge poster outside saying tonight, jazz and blues, which I didn't play anyway. But
and you're not a doctor.
Yeah, okay. with Dr. Miller, right? And we went in and we rocked the place. It was a fantastic night. It was packed. And everyone came to see us and all that kind of stuff. But as it just happened, Time Out magazine came that night. And,
here, are you serious?
Yeah, and they wrote a big review and they said this is a brilliant night out. And I ended up playing there for 6 months every Saturday night. Yeah,
and all over a box of matches.
Yeah, that's it.
And a fake PhD.
Yeah.
That is brilliant. That is brilliant. So you've had a top 20 hit. What is that like? Because people kind of might have a romantic view about it, but the reality can be very different. So kind of tell us about what daily life was like for you guys at that time.
Well, you know, the thing about it is that we were doing really well at that point. Like we were touring in Ireland, the UK, Europe, and like they were all great gigs, and our gigs in the UK went really, really well. We'd be like Time Out band of the fortnight. One time we were listed as the gig of the fortnight, and he did this huge big piece on me, and then underneath me, David Byrne and Morrissey all got one little paragraph between them, and he said, if you can't get in to see Dr. Miller this weekend, you know, kind of thing. So we were doing really well. We were flying it, you know, and all that kind of stuff. And then the single came out, Romance in a Flat, and that went to top 20 and all that kind of stuff. And it was all going great. So we went on tour, we were in Ireland. But in between, we were like signing on, working jobs. I mean, I was working one job where I got paid 65 pence an hour. I remember one of them, right, you know. And but we worked for an agency. Myself and Phil, the guitar player, worked for an agency. And two of the band, I was Irish and Mark, the bass player, was Irish. And the other two were English guys, right, Phil and Mark. And so when we weren't doing stuff, they'd go back to England. But I tended to stay in Ireland for like, say, a month or whatever. We're working for an agency. He went back and our single was in the charts. And we worked for an organization called, it was an agency that would put you out to work. And one of the factories that we worked in was called Making Cassettes. And what Making Cassettes did was if you went into the top 20, they'd immediately print up a big run of your stuff in case you sold loads, basically, and so the shops wouldn't be stuck, right? So we went top 20. He's working for 65 pence an hour on the conveyor belt one day. What comes down the conveyor belt to package and put in the boxes are our record.
That is unbelievable.
Yeah.
It really feels like listening to your stories that like you were meant to be on this path from like, you know, your biggest fans owning a record company for you going in to ask for a box of matches and you get the name, you know, Dr. Miller.
Yeah.
And then for your bandmate to actually see your cassette tape come down the line. That's kind of incredible.
It is, yeah, yeah. It feels like you're in this kind of movie where you play really poor people. That's basically
well,
it.
Yeah.
So anyway, it's a great movie though.
It's a great movie. Yeah. Let's talk about the album because in the intro I referred to I Am Vermin. Vermin, sorry, excuse me, as an album. But explain this to me, because it's actually five albums.
Yes.
It's, they each have a distinct sound and theme.
Yeah.
So how do you approach each album differently?
Well, the way I see it is like this. Okay, so I wanted to make a sort of large-scale piece, right, made up where the songs are like sort of chapters, if you like, right? And it's like... because I wanted to approach different styles and use them as ways of storytelling and ways to enhance the feel of it and to reflect different stages in my life's journey as a musician and all the different music I've been into, because I'm into loads of different stuff, you know. I'm really into kind of proto-punk and kind of stuff that's recorded really immediately and it's full of vitality, and I'm into all that. So like one of the records has that kind of feel to it, but I'm also into prog and super produced stuff. And like one of the records that me and Miriam worked on together is like that, you know. So and also it kind of reflects the themes that I'm talking about as well. So there's an awful lot of darkness and anger in some of the stuff. But some of the stuff is much more complex in what I'm talking about in terms of the storytelling of the lyrics and that kind of stuff, you know. Mm-hmm. So I've been doing this such a long time, you know, really, really, really a long time. You know, I was working at the other day. I did my first paid gig when I was like 15, you know, and I started playing busking on the street when I was 14. With my friend Pat, you know, and who plays on the first record. So Pat and Killian, who like I've known Killian since I was 10, you know, we recorded that first record together. So to me, that's a really special thing. I want each record to have a feel and an ambience and a sort of a special sense to it, to make it, you know, rather than just keep going doing the same thing. Mm-hmm. You know?
I'm really interested to know, because you say this is your last album as Dr. Miller.
Yeah.
Do you feel you have said everything that you've wanted to say?
No. But you're never going to. And I've said so much, right? And I've done so much of it, you know, and it's what it is, I suppose the thing that people don't see is like, so it took me 9 years to make this record, you know. In the meantime of making this record, I made another record, put that out, toured it while I was making this. And I think I did the score for like three different theatre shows, and I did all this different stuff. It takes ages to do it. And the commitment that involves in terms of my focus and my life and what I'm able to take on and all that kind of stuff. And I have other things that I want to do with my life, you know, sort of thing. So I've been doing it for so long, making records as Dr. Miller. To me, I take it very seriously, you know, when I'm doing it. Well, as much as I take anything seriously, but I do take the music on those records very, very seriously. And it's a huge commitment for me emotionally doing them.
Absolutely.
I'm 62. I've got a major heart problem. Something needs to give in my life,
okay.
Basically, right? Mm-hmm. So I think the most stress I can lose would be that, basically.
Gotcha. You know? Okay, and it's time to take a break from the nighttime gigs and whatnot. Well,
all that kind of stuff.
Well,
but I mean, you know, I mean, I'm still going to keep playing. I'm still going to keep doing stuff. And in fact, I've got, you know, they've incredibly paid to put out this 5-disc, which is not cheap and is beautifully produced. The artwork's incredible on it and all that. So, album. So I'll tour my socks off for that, you know what I mean? And, mm-hmm. and you know, because I owe that to Marcel and to Gentleman Recordings to do that, you know, sort of thing. So.
The next song that you're going to play is from the fifth album, and it's the sweetest songs about being in and out of love and heartbreak in Dublin City. Can you tell me about your relationship with Dublin City?
Well, I absolutely love Dublin. The thing about it is that I lived in London for most of my 20s, you know, and I think because of that, I actually appreciate it, I think, maybe more than some people who never left, right, you know, because it's such a beautiful city and it's beautiful to look at, and the atmosphere and the people here are fantastic, you know. But I, you know, I didn't, my life hasn't been one pot of jam, you know what I mean? It's like I've had a very complex life and a complex emotional life, you know, and there's been a lot of dark shit as well, sorry, as well, went on in my life and all that kind of thing, you know. So, you know, and for me, by talking about Dublin stories, it's a way for me to reflect over, because I'd come back and forth, like even when I lived in London, I'd come back for a month or all that kind of stuff, you know. And so a lot of those songs that I've written are from very Dublin moments, you know, and that kind of stuff. But, you know, both my parents are from the inner city. I live in the inner city. I raised my kids in the inner city. And their parents were from the inner city. Their grandparents were from the inner city, right? So I feel very, very connected to it. I grew up in Bray, I have to say. I grew up in Bray. And I love Bray and all that, but I feel a very, very strong connection. And I felt I wanted to make an album of just kind of pictures of love stories set in Dublin. That's basically what it is.
Well, I hear you're very much loved in Dublin. So there you go. So what is the name of this song that you're going to sing for us?
Well, this is a song that kind of sums up a bit what I was just talking about there. It's called Run, Run, Run Away, right? Oh. And it's about kind of when I was in my 20s. I felt very, very lost. And, you know, I'd come back to Dublin and I'd wander down the streets and sing the city and on one hand loving it and the other hand just feeling totally alienated as well, you know, so.
All right, well, whenever you're ready.
Sorry, folks. It's just not quite there. And it will make all the difference. Honestly, listeners.
That's okay.
I obviously put it out with my favourite episode, so.
That's all right.
And here we go. There we go. Walking down the streets of the town I love to hate, I think of begging notes I wrote and stolen food I ate, accepting nature's bounty like a woman's love. I've got nothing to lose, got nothing to prove. I've no work to do, no money to save. Living my life like a run, run, run away, run, 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 run. Living my life like a run, run, run away, run, 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 run away, run, run, run away, run away, run away. Oh, don't take it personally. Honey, it's just that I always hit the ground running. I've been running all my life. Gotta keep running to stay alive. No work to do, no money to save. Living my life like a run, run, run away, run, 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 run away. Living my life like a run, run, run away, run, 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 run away, run, run, run away, run away, run away. I met a girl in a Paris bar. She asked me for a light. I said, there you are. Sure we'll be long enough in the grave. This was the answer that she gave. We've no work to do, no money to save. We live our lives like run, run, runaways, run, 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 runaways. Live our life like run, run, runaways, run, run. Run, run, run away, run, run, run away, run away, run away.
Ooh. 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 That was Dr. Miller performing live here in the Arena Studio. I Am Vermin is released worldwide tomorrow, April 1st, through the Dutch label Gentlemen Recordings. You can find it in all good independent record shops, Bandcamp and gentlemanrecordings.com. And Sean will be launching the album in Whelan's tomorrow night. Tickets are available from whelanslive.com or drmiller.com. Sean, Miriam, thank you so much for being in the studio with me today. Brilliant.